Welcome to episode 83 of the Entrepreneur Experiment with me, Gary Fox. It's a Monday. That means it's Idea Lab time, but we're doing something a little bit different today. But before we get to that, I want to thank you. This month, just gone by, we reached 8,000 downloads for the first time ever, which is a huge milestone for me and the podcast. So thank you so much for listening and thank you so much for sharing. I put a call out for people to share the pod last month and they did. If you could do that again this month, I'd really appreciate it. If you're enjoying the pod, just share it with one other person. That would make a huge difference as I try to hit 10,000 downloads a month and hit the overall total of 100,000 downloads for the year. That would be brilliant. Thank you so much. Back to today's programming. We've got a special guest, Mr. Cayman Power. He is the man behind the brilliant idea of moving into a pub during lockdown and making it somewhere that he can live, but also create content and just provide a little bit of joy during this time. So here is my special guest for today, Mr. Cayman Power. Cayman, welcome to the pod.
Gary, thank you very much for having me. Delighted to be on.
This grabbed my attention in a major way on Twitter last week. So that's not a fake background. You're actually sitting in a pub.
No, it's not a fake background. It's not one of the virtual backgrounds in Zoom. I've resorted to the real background now. But yeah, it's brilliant. It's still pinching myself. And yeah, thanks again for mentioning us last week. I had a listen. Someone actually sent me it. I think it was on Facebook or something like that.
Oh, nice. I'm always curious how people hear about stuff, because then I'm like, if I don't send it, I'm like, oh, cool, people are listening.
Exactly. So,
for anyone that didn't listen last week, what's going on? What are you doing?
What is going on? Well, do you know what? Maybe you were the spark of it all, because since then it's kind of blown up a little. But yeah, essentially, this is my new home. This is essentially a sitting room behind me. It's not a functioning pub. But yeah, basically, what happened was, over the last couple of months before this kind of popped up, I was looking for a place to live out in the west of Ireland, because working from home was a possibility now. I myself have a production company in Dublin, but a lot of the work I can do remotely because, you know, we've freelance crew on the ground back in Dublin. So one day I was scrolling on Daft and this popped up. And I was like, oh my God, this is outrageous. There's a pub out in the west of Ireland up for rent. And they're actually in the description, it said that they were looking for creatives to take it over. So absolutely just picked up the phone straight away then and there and was like, we want to come see it. So I told my friend Dermy about it. We went down, hopped in the car, came down to Ennistymon, stayed over for the night and viewed the place. I just fell in love with not only the building, but fell in love with the town and the surrounding areas. Like it's insane.
So you live in a pub?
So as it stands, yeah, I live in a pub. We still have our house back in Dublin, but for the time being, the intention is to live here for a while. But not only that, we want to turn it into a creative space. We want to basically not just keep it for ourselves. That is a great thing and it's a great novelty to have your own private pub. And you know, our living space is obviously upstairs. We're not sleeping on the bar rent behind us. But essentially we're like, you know, why not do something good with it? Let's, you know, share this with people. Again, the place is steeped in history. You know, you've got Willie Daly who actually started the pub in his family, and he's actually the founder of the Matchmaking Festival in Lisdenvarna, I'm sure you're familiar with. But he himself, we've been back and forth with the Daly family, and they're actually delighted that we're in, and to see a new lease of life coming through is great. But fingers crossed now we can, you know, find a way to make use of it for the likes of musicians, creatives, artists, all that kind of stuff, and create maybe virtual events, you know, live videos or video series, you know, live events, different stuff like that. Mm. Thinking outside the box, because as it currently stands, you know, there's not much else that can be done other than digital stuff. And there's no real better way to do it than in a private pub, I guess.
Yeah, I think a lot of people listening, and it's going to go up on YouTube as well. So if you are listening to the podcast, hop up on YouTube and you'll see Cayman in the pub. It's a real functional pub. So everything behind you is as would be in a normal pub.
As a normal pub. It actually closed down at the end of 2019. And they literally closed the doors, locked up and left. Like, there's literally kegs still, empty kegs sitting in the corner there. There's all sorts still behind the bar, little niggly bits. There's all the posters and memorabilia and stuff like that hanging on the walls. It's really special. I think that's the amazing thing about it. It wasn't just an empty shell. There's still those little bits of history dotted around the place, which makes it even better.
I think it's impossible, because like your launch video and stuff was so good, because I was like, you just, the door opens and the fire is on, and it was like, oh wow, it's like a flashback. Like, it's not been that long since we're in lockdown, but like, it's like a flashback of those winter nights. You go in and have a couple of pints of Guinness and watch the football or whatever. It's like, but what was it like when you moved in? Like, what was the thoughts? Like, what were you thinking? Did you move down just with the plan of like, oh, this would be a bit of crack? Or did you move down going, oh, we can turn it into something? Or what was the plan?
Yeah, so like when I was actually looking for a new space out in the West, the idea was literally to just have some sort of like house and I'd work from my laptop. But as soon as this property actually popped up and I saw it, then the cogs started turning and ideas started flying into my head, and then bouncing off Anya and Dermy, who are now part of this as well. We were like, my God, there's actually endless amounts of things that we can do. And the reason for that as well is, I suppose, is our backgrounds. So like, for instance, like myself, I own a video and photo production company in Dublin. And like, you know, bringing that kind of skill to it as well, I thought was unique. And then the same with Anya. She has a social media, you know, she's a social media creative and she's a consultant as well. So her background in that sense was huge. And then same again for Dermy, who has, you know, like over 10 years experience in digital communications. And
Dermy's not a real barman.
Dermy's not a real barman.
You're breaking the bubble here. You're breaking the third wall or whatever it's called.
Yeah, we've given him an alter ego name. I think we've decided to call him Podrick when he's behind the bar.
Okay, but, it's good. It's good. I like it.
He's essentially, he's a bit of an impressionist himself, and he likes to do a lot of impressions of his local barman back in Racoole. So,
So what are the guys, did you pitch it to them, or were they like going, okay, Cayman, yeah, sounds great.
I did think a lot of people, that's the mad thing as well. Even in general, I thought a lot of people would be like, you are crazy. This is mental. Like, what are you doing? But I think people were, you know, same with Dermy and Anya. They were just like, oh my God, this is something different. Mm-hmm. This is, you know, there's nothing else that we can really do at the moment. And we just felt like there was definitely a story and a journey that could be, you know, taken here. And, definitely we thought there was room here to do some good, and like, absolutely, you know, like, again, helping our friends who are other creatives and, you know, giving them a space to make use of. But like, on top of that as well, it's even from a lifestyle perspective, we just thought it made so much sense, because, you know, with the way Dublin is at the moment, everything's fairly quiet. So we were like, feck it, you know, being down here would probably make a lot of sense, considering we like to, we swim a lot. So we're like 5 minutes down the road from Lahinch. And then, you know, as well as that, we've also got these lovely little local spots, you know, in terms of like Doolin, the Cliffs of Moher, all these different places that we can actually go visit and make use of in terms of like our outdoor experiences.
Yeah, your Instagram is definitely kind of lifestyle goals. Like, it's yeah, the whole thing, it ties in. What about the locals? What have they thought of this whole, like, these three people coming down, living in the pub? Okay.
I know. Well, like I said, there's so much history in the place. Mm. So we were obviously very wary of that when we came into the place, and 100% still want to absolutely respect that. And there was no way that anyone could come in and just decide to bulldoze into Ennistyme and say, we're here, this is what we're doing. But like I said earlier, we've been back and forth with the Daly family, and they absolutely love the ideas that we have and love the fact that we're giving it a new lease of life, and in a more, I suppose, in a modern way. But in terms of locals in general, my God, like, we've been inundated with messages on Instagram. We set up a page there, Daly's Ennistyme, and
I was going to hold that thought for 1 second. I actually literally pulled it up. I followed it just before we sat down. 2,800 followers.
Yeah.
When was that set up?
And that's local. What's that?
When was that set up?
That was set up about 3 days ago. Was it 3-4 days
That's
ago?
That's unreal. I kind of knew the answer. I just wanted you to add a bit of drama. That's phenomenal. Like that, you've captured a bit of magic. And I think this touches, I think why it captured my attention. And I sent it to so many of my mates. I was like, look at this good story. It's just a little bit of magic, a little bit of creativity in a very dark time.
Yeah, absolutely. And like, yeah, that's the thing, you know, especially coming up to Christmas and stuff like that. I think the pub is seen as one of those places where people come together. And I think that narrative in itself as well, you know, has been reflected in the fact that people are coming to our Instagram page. You know, people are kind of gathering in that sense, and we hope to gather people in a virtual sense there, because that is what the pub is for. And we're coming up to Christmas. I know anytime I go back home to Westmeath, the first place I'm going to is to see my mates in the pub, see family members in the pub, you know, catch up, have a few drinks, and share stories, you know, have a bit of laughter. Like they're the moments that we kind of look forward to. And I feel like in a virtual sense, that's what we're trying to capture. We want to do that. And we want to be able to share the joy that we're going to have in here with absolutely everyone and as many people as we can, you know?
I love it. Where can people, we've touched on a little bit already, but where can people learn more and follow and involved in the journey?
Yeah, well, like we were talking about there, the Instagram page is probably the best one. And between myself, Dermy, and Anya, we're hopping on there, checking in and, you know, sharing stories. And yeah, so it's dailies.ennisdiamond. Mm-hmm. Ennisdiamond spelt with a Y. I think it's technically spelt with an I, but the locals, we've been informed it's a Y. So
they know.
It's kind of like Hinch and La Hinch. I think that's another thing as well.
I never could figure that out. Yeah, L-E and L-A. Yeah,
you'll have to get to the bottom of what the reason is. But yeah, dailies.ennisdiamond, or if you want to reach out to myself or the lads on our own personal pages, you can do that either. But yeah, we're essentially looking for, you know, people to reach out if they have ideas, you know, even other businesses. I'm sure there's other entrepreneurs that are listening right now. If you guys have any kind of ideas, throw them our way. We're looking to collaborate and, you know, create some good stories and some good memories.
Class. Listen, thank you so much for coming on the pod.
Gary, you're an absolute gent. Thanks, Mel.
Cheers, Kevin.